This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we got a lot of work today, a lot of things to talk about. Thank you for joining us at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. And we got to get busier because pretty soon we're going to have all our Sundays back again. Right? I think every Sunday now I have been, you know, glued to the tube watching football. Yeah, the Pro Bowl. I'm not as big on the Pro Bowl because I guess, you know, last year it was just so lame. I mean, you know, nobody's really doing anything. Nobody's really playing. Doesn't look like anybody cares. They did a little better job with the Pro Bowl this time around. You know, I guess there was a lot more dancing and celebrations, right? These dances that the players are doing, okay, when they made a touchdown or they made a sack, that was pretty interesting. In fact, you know, even at the line of scrimmage, you know, these players were turning around and posing for the camera. So, you know, for those of us that are really into football, this Pro Bowl thing is kind of like, And I know a lot of the money goes to charity, so you want them to do well, but you just don't see the competition. You just don't. I would like to see, you know, some of the older players, you know, like Brett Favre and John Elway and, you know, some of these, you know, older guys come back and, you know, suit up. I think that would be pretty fun. I think better uniforms would be pretty fun. It doesn't look like I'd like to hear the cussing. Apparently, most of the Pro Bowl, if you ever watch, you think there's something wrong with your TV because the sound keeps going out. You're like, I need to change the station. No. They, rather than doing bleeps, they just cut out sound. So you're basically watching, so, and it's because you're here, there's all this cussing going on with the Pro Bowl. I'd like to hear that. I mean, it's on ESPN, it's not like it's on PBS, so I don't know. It was kind of lame. But we got the Super Bowl coming up. I will, once the NFL injury report comes out, tell you guys who my pick is. Obviously, the Patriots seem to be a favorite for everyone. But, you know, boy, those Falcons did a damn good job. And depending on the NFL injury report, it could lead to a Falcon win. We don't know. Right now I'm expecting a Patriot win, but I am not allowed to tell you guys my pick until I actually evaluate and really dissect that NFL injury report, which we will do. Now, some of you guys are figuring out what to eat. Okay, you're going to see a lot of news articles talking about how to, make, I guess, low-calorie Super Bowl food dishes. I never give you, you know, I never sit there and you know, bark at you guys to do that because this is the Super Bowl. It's the last day of football. It's like a holiday, like Christmas. I'm not going to tell you guys to have a low-calorie Christmas dinner. It's Christmas. Enjoy yourselves. Well, same thing with Super Bowl, so I'm not going to go there. However, what I do have to do is I have to correct you guys on some pronunciations, okay? I found out from the British that we're not pronouncing a lot of our foods correctly. And I am tired of Americans looking dumb when we can't pronounce something as good as the British do. And I don't know why we're at war with the British. You know, that should have been done, you know, with long ago. But apparently, you know, we're thinking, all right, everything's cool, but the British are watching us mispronounce things. Okay, so there's an article from Imogen Blake for Mail Online. All right, and he says there's a lot of foods that we order that we pronounce wrong. Okay, like prosciutto. Okay? A lot of times you guys are calling it prosciutto, all right? It's an Italian dry-cured ham, okay? Think of shoe and toe, so it's prosciutto, all right? Ceviche. I've been calling it ceviche, but apparently in South America, the B is pronounced, or the V is pronounced like a B, all right? So it's ceviche. Did you guys know that? We've been saying ceviche the whole time, but it's ceviche. Yeah, that's, yeah. like a Barolo. You do convert the V to a V in Spanish. I just didn't think you'd do it with ceviche because it's in the middle of the word, but I guess you do. Gouda cheese. That's not how you pronounce Gouda. It's Gouda. That's apparently from the Netherlands. It's named after the city in the Netherlands, and they pronounce it with an H. So rather than saying howdy, it's Gouda for Gouda cheese. I know, I've been like that. I'll take some Gouda, please. It's not called Gouda. It's called Gouda. Who knew? Arancini, I don't know what that is. I guess they're stuffed rice balls. They sound yummy, but it's Arancini or Sinai. Is it Sini or Sinai? I still don't know. I can't figure it out. All right. Pho is not pronounced pho, the Vietnamese needle soup. It's pho. I don't know. It says pho. It's like fur without the er. Fur. Fe. Pho. Okay. Anise. Okay. I'm sorry, guys. I'm just trying to help you out so we don't look dumb when we walk into restaurants and we don't know how to order the food. Okay. It's not supposed to be anise. It's anise. I guess that's, I don't know, I'm looking at some star-shaped something. Okay, bullion. It's not bullion. It's bouillon. I don't know, they call it bouillon, like it's broth, bouillon. But we go bouillon. I go bouillon. You know what, I'm still going to do that. Ooh, vichyssoise. Now, this is French. Okay, I believe it's French. You got pureed leeks, onions, potatoes, cream, chicken stock. So we've heard this in the movies. And it looks like vichyssoise or something like that. It's vichyssoise. You guys got that? Okay, boudin, that's a white pork sausage. I'm not really into sausages, but that's called boudin. You know those little baby macaroons, but they're not macaroons? They look like little baby sandwiches, or pink, or they're purple, or they're brown, and then they have a little cream inside. Those are called macarons. They're not supposed to be called macaroons, because macaroons, I was always wondering, why do we have two separate cookies named the same thing? I guess macaroons are the ones with the coconut and the weird shape, but those little sandwich things are called macarons. Who knew? Parmigiano Reggiano? Reggiano. It's called Parmigiano Reggiano. Ah, Reggiano. So you don't go Reggiano, you go Reggiano. Okay, all right. Anisois salad. It looks like nicoise. It's called Niçoise. I guess it's from French. All right. Ponky quinoa. It's not called quinoa. I always pronounce quinoa. That's quinoa. Hors d'oeuvre, you know, muffaletta, and habanero. Habanero, no H. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the long list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons.
Seasons Now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I am Kelly Cook, the Chief Marketing Officer here at Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? Guess what? You can help. Join me and Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. So start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny who was working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so over the past 20 years, okay, and it's been that long. It's just now you guys are going to be hearing a lot more about it, okay, as, you know, Trump has been president. And a lot of things we're hearing about that are kind of making us scratch our heads. And this one, when I first heard about it, again, okay, because I remember hearing about this a while back in the military, and I'm like, nah, I didn't think much of it because 20-some years ago I was in training. You know, and I just didn't think much of it. But the topic that we're going to be now talking about is these stress cards and timeouts that privates or cadets can get in the military. And so there's been a lot of rumors and a lot of, discussions around this with not a lot of, firsthand experience behind it. You know, people would say, yeah, did you know that in the military, if you get yelled at, you could pull out a card, you could smack it on your forehead, and then you get to have a timeout. And so the instructor has to stop yelling at you, and, you know, you get to go through a timeout, and then everything's fine again, and you know, same old, same old. And so, you know, and I'm very hesitant, all right, to believe things like that, because again, you know, unless I hear from somebody in the military, those of us on the outside that, you know, haven't, you know, suited up and you know, served our country like our heroes have, you know, we need to shut the hell up and let the military do whatever they need to do. All right, so I haven't really formed an opinion. I've been just kind of watching from the sidelines. I guess back in 1997. Time Magazine was just, there was some op-ed in Time Magazine talking about how things have changed, where rather than wearing military boots, you're able to wear sneakers, rather than wearing fatigues, you're able to wear gym shorts, and so things have gotten a little bit more comfortable for people in the military, which on one hand, I'm like, well, they deserve whatever they need. Whatever the military deserves, you let them have. But this article back in, you know, the 1990s, you know, was discussing how, you know, many people in the military are concerned with the desegregation of women and men. Some of the workouts don't seem to be as difficult. Sexual tension. And so there's been there was discussions back then of resegregating the military, men to women, such that men could have their more difficult workouts rather than running around a wall, having that option. They, you know, actually have to climb the wall. So, you know, for those of us that aren't in the military, which is why I want to open it up to those of you in the military, you know, I would love to know more about these stress cards with 1-877-DOC-DALI, because there's obviously been a lot of concern. And let me just begin by saying, any of you that have ever volunteered for military service, or did not volunteer, were drafted, and you served your time, you went through basic training, you gave the sacrifice that you did, from the bottom of my heart, thank you, thank you, thank you. And whatever you guys need, as far as I'm concerned, you get, okay? You know, seeing your comrades die, seeing them, you know, seeing the injuries that happen to them, the injuries that happen to you, then you come home, there's no jobs for you, you get sometimes political backlash from, you know, rioters that, you know, didn't agree with the tour that you were assigned on, and then the post-traumatic stress disorder. I mean, you guys need a break, and gals. So as far as I'm concerned, whatever you need. However, this discussion on stress cards and timeouts, okay, obviously makes some people scratch their head a little bit on whether that is proper conditioning for our cadets. You know, if you don't get a timeout or you don't get to take a stress break in time of war. And we want to make sure, obviously, you know, if you guys are putting your lives on the line, that you are getting exactly what you need and you are being conditioned to the safest degree possible to be able to perform your duty, so then you aren't, unfortunately, when you are facing a real threat, freeze up. Now, how the military used to do things, just like medical school, is there'd be a weed out process. And I would never compare medical school to a boot camp in the military. It is infinitely times more, you know, strenuous in the military. But medical schools had for decades, until things started to change, do the same thing, where you'd be yelled at, you know, you'd be smacked in the middle of surgery with the instruments, you'd be screamed at, called names, you'd be fatigued, you know, working 36-hour shifts, and whoever couldn't handle it would weed out. There was a natural selection process. Now, unfortunately, we've had a rise in medical student suicide, so things had to change, you know, no more 36-hour shifts, no more yelling, screaming, berating, you know, telling the student in front of the doctor that, or in front of the patient, that you're going to kill this patient, you know, and the mini boot camp that medical students endured for a selection process started to be modified. Actually, it was modified pretty drastically. But, you know, it does make patients wonder, you know, if somebody doesn't really belong in the trauma center, are they graduated and allowing to be through the trauma center? So there has to be some sort of a selection process so that we know your body and you can handle the stress when going gets tough. If you start to freeze in the middle of a labor delivery that's going bad or a surgery that's going bad, you have no business being in that OR. So now with the military, The U.S. Army veteran Matthew Wadler had wrote a piece in Op Lens, and he discussed the stress cards and timeouts. He said he witnessed a cadet receive a timeout after this cadet apparently had a meltdown. Apparently, the cadets were supposed to line up their bath towels. Okay, and the cadet didn't have a bath towel for some reason. We don't know how he dried off when he showered or whatever, but he didn't have a bath towel. And so he apparently had this meltdown. And according to Army veteran Matt Wadler, he said, to my great distress, he was back in training within hours. He had been issued by our superior a half sheet of paper, which stated that if he felt too anxious, he could walk away, have a safe place to refrain his thoughts, and collect himself. At the end of the month, he graduated from the course with the rest of us. He said, worse than that, however, was when I saw him several years later as a military intelligence officer while at the National Training Center in California. He had been promoted to captain and had troops under his direction. So then the question lies, is it normal and is it okay to have a meltdown? Is having a meltdown a part of the human healing process and allowing this meltdown proper mental conditioning? Or is the training supposed to be you don't get to have a meltdown, and if you do have a meltdown, that's a sign that you could unfortunately do harm to your campmates, to your squadron. And, you know, I don't know how easy a question this is to ask. You know, I've been talking to you about how, you know, we don't really do stress tests on individuals in everyday life. And maybe that's what we need to do to see who would decide to go. And I hate using the word postal because that term has to go. We haven't seen postal workers, you know, do any mayhem in a very, very long time. But that colloquial term, meaning somebody decide to just lose it, right, and start killing people or attacking people, you know, maybe we all need to have psychological stress tests to see if we have that potential. And if we do have that potential, that person needs some intervention. So, in the military, when they have to make sure that you are physically fit, they also have to make sure you're mentally fit. Is this a way for them to make sure you're mentally fit? Or is this disrupting a selection process that has been in place for years to make sure that if you can't cut it, you're out? Now, basic training, depending on which branch of the military, can run anywhere from, I guess, 8 to 12 weeks. All right. And so, you know, when we think of military and boot camp and basic training, we think of that scene from Full Metal Jacket, or those scenes from Full Metal Jacket or Forrest Gump, or, you know, where the sergeant just sits there and yells at you. And it's, you know, supposed to make you tougher. And I got to tell you, you know, my medical training, even though it cannot even be compared to military training, but I have to say, you know, it did toughen me up. And I didn't like the abuse I got. I didn't think it was a great way to be taught. I don't think it was very helpful to the patients. But I would be lying if I didn't say that I had some, knowing how to work and not freeze up, while the going gets tough and somebody's yelling or screaming at you or crying, you know, in the midst of mayhem, it offers a type of training that I never was exposed to, and now I am. So I don't know what the answer is. These stress cards, you know, if people need them, I guess they're there. Now, again, we're not getting all the firsthand accounts that we need. I mean, is everybody sitting there in boot camp handing their superior officer this card, and then all of a sudden they get a timeout? It doesn't sound like that's happening. It sounds like they're available, and most people don't take advantage of it. But, mental conditioning, what's the answer? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who've suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's one world, W-H-E-Y.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So many of us suffer from depression, and nobody wants to admit it. Yeah, and you know, many of us feel blue, and that's okay. And true depression is, I guess, feeling blue, but much more significantly, to the point where you don't want to go to work. You don't want to be around the family. You start to become very introverted. You may even be considering suicide. And so when somebody suffers from depression and they don't want to get help, it makes the depression all the more worse. And, you know, getting that help, stepping out and allowing somebody to get, you know, come in to your psyche and help you, that's a very difficult decision for many people to make. Now, many people, however, will allow you to come inside to help with their heart health, right? Hey, you know what? If you need to crack open my chest and do a bypass, because the artery is blocked, go right ahead. Now, if you need to put in a pacemaker, if you need to do CPR, go right ahead. Okay, so you let doctors and you let people inside when it has to do with your heart, but not with depression. What if I told you that depression can cause heart attacks just as badly as high cholesterol or diabetes? Okay, you got to let people in, and that's difficult. That's very, very difficult because we have a major trust issue. So apparently a new study suggests that depression poses just as great a risk to your heart health as the other heart disease risk factors that we've talked about. And what are heart disease risk factors, okay? If you have diabetes, that's a biggie. If you have high cholesterol, that's a biggie. If you have high blood pressure, if you smoke, if you've personally had a history of heart disease and clogged arteries, let's say you've had a loss of blood flow to the leg, and they found, you got artery clogging in the leg, you're probably at higher risk for artery clogging in the heart. If you had a family history of somebody having a heart attack, if you have obesity, if your lifestyle. So there's a lot of risk factors for heart disease. And now they want to add depression. German researchers looked at health information from 3,400 European men aged 45 to 74, and they followed them for 10 years. Okay? And they found that depression, and it also included anxiety, fatigue, etc., accounted for more than 15% of the cardiovascular and coronary heart disease deaths. High cholesterol and obesity accounted for 8 to 21%. Now, they say diabetes posed less of a risk, accounting for 5 to 8% of heart-related deaths. It's interesting because usually diabetes, maybe it's not the number one killer, but boy, does diabetes put you at risk for heart disease. They say only two risk factors accounted for more cardiovascular deaths and depression. That was smoking, which was about 17 to 20%, and high blood pressure, 30 to 34%. Now, be very careful. Don't look at this and go, so if I don't have high blood pressure, I'm good. I'm in the clear. No, you're not in the clear. Okay? Just because you don't have high blood pressure doesn't mean you're not going to have a heart attack. My father's blood pressure was in excellent control. Still dropped dead of a heart attack, and he never smoked. And he wasn't obese. He had diabetes. So, again, it's the wrong place with the wrong artery at the wrong time. Now, this article was put in the journal Atherosclerosis, and the authors conclude that depressed mood and exhaustion holds a solid middle position with the concert of major cardiovascular risk factors. So, do we do mental health screenings? No, we don't. Why don't we? Why aren't we routinely doing mental health screenings in the doctor's office? Takes too long. That's one answer. Takes too long. Okay? You know, doctors are in a hurry. Patients are in a hurry. Okay? If either side is in a hurry, how deep are we going to get into your psyche? How deep are we going to get into how you are managing stress? Now, luckily for me, I didn't have a timer go off going, okay, 15 minutes, you got to get out of there. You know, some patients that I got done with quickly allowed me to have more time with the next patient or the patient before. So when I saw that something was going on, I sat with them, I threw the chart to the side, and I said, talk to me, what's going on? And you could get that history. But for the average person who's coming in on their lunch hour or have to run and pick up the kids or have to go to their late, their swing shift, they're not going to want to sit there and open up. So when you go, are you having any depression, depressive thoughts? How's your sleep? I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. I am good. Are you drinking? No, of course not. I'm good. I'm just here to get my Z-Pak or to get my Viagra. I'm good. If somebody's coming in for Viagra and their testosterone is fine, don't you think we should be checking their heart? Because if they're having a blood flow issue to their pelvic organs, they could be having a blood flow issue to the heart. So, yes, we may ask questions regarding the heart, but we don't stop and ask mood and personality and anxiety and depression type questions. We don't do that. Now, another reason why people don't want to admit it is because many of them want to be able to carry concealed. And they don't want in their record, which they believe can get hacked at any time, a diagnosis that they don't necessarily agree with. So you have many people going, wait a second, I don't want anybody to think I'm depressed because that's going to hurt me later if an administration comes into play, say, look, any mental diagnosis that you've had will prevent you from acquiring or holding a firearm. Now, true, severe mental illness, there's absolutely no reason why somebody with severe mental illness should be walking around with a gun. But for people that have, some mild anxiety, some mild depression, right? Most of this country deals with mild anxiety, mild depression, sleep issues. Where do we draw the line? So you have many people that do not want to be forthcoming because they don't want anything written in the chart. And even beyond that, whether they want to own a firearm or not, they don't want something like that in their chart. But I'm not depressed, Dr. Dahlia. Yeah, you may think I suffer from signs and symptoms of depression, but if I'm in a bad mood, I'm in a bad mood. If I'm in a good mood, I'm in a good mood. You know, when the Cowboys won, I was happy. When the Cowboys lost, I was bummed. That's normal. So you have a lot of mistrust, right, with the general public to doctors and that and medical providers and how we diagnose depression. Okay, you know, many patients have looked at their charts and say, whoa, 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 you said I have depression. I don't suffer from depression. I'm not crying in my room. I'm not suicidal. Why did you say I was depressed? Well, because you're overweight and you said, you know, when you don't feel, you know, happy, you eat. Well, yeah, that could be a sign of depression. But do I really have to have that in my chart? Yeah, I mean, if I'm grumpy, I will reach for a ho-ho. And then I'm good. I could go to work. I could function with my family. I don't cry. Yeah, I love going to the carbs. Does that mean I deserve a diagnosis of depression? So we have a lot of stigmas attached to these diagnoses. Let's say somebody does have depression. Somebody suffers from depression. Why does that have to be so stigmatized? Why does there have to be this big diagnosis? Why does it have to be this code? Why this big deal around it? You know, just because somebody suffers from depression doesn't mean they're going to kill other people or kill themselves. Yes, people that do kill themselves do suffer from depression. People that do decide to kill others and say, to heck with it, I'm done, are probably suffering from some psychiatric disorder. So I don't know what the answer is. But if depression is that huge a risk factor for heart disease, and any of my listeners that have been listening to the Dr. Dahlia show, you guys already know, we've talked about this, when a spouse dies, the risk of the other spouse dying, the widow or the widower, very high that first week, because stress causes heart disease. If you're depressed, you're probably not brushing your teeth very diligently, not taking care of yourself, you're not eating well. And if you have gum disease, if you have a poor diet, you're at risk for heart disease. So we know that this is very significant. I just don't know how, in this day and age, with this healthcare system, how to be able to find and urge people that suffer from depression to be more forthcoming. And so we could just screen everybody for heart disease, which I like, but we're still not curing the depression. And I think depression is probably a bigger killer than we know. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. When we get back, there is a bill being floated in Hawaii where they would classify homelessness, being homeless, as a medical condition. We're going to talk about that when we come back. Also, robots, this is very, very interesting, robots could soon help us take care of our elderly family members. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
Offer not valid in all states and where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 67cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 67cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 67cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 67cash.com. Type www.67cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 67cash.com. 67cash.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powder. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container, and my family craves their One World Whey too. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Hawaii is one of the most beautiful states in our beautiful country. I also love Alaska, too. I'm kind of torn, but they're all beautiful. And there's a bill in Hawaii that would classify homelessness as a medical condition. An emergency room doctor, Hawaii Senator Josh Green, sees homeless patients suffering from diabetes, mental health problems, and rare medical issues that are more difficult to manage when they are homeless or do not have permanent housing. So Dr. Green, who's also a state senator, I'm not sure if he's a United States senator or a state senator, Green wants homelessness to be classified under Hawaii state law as a medical condition. He says if homelessness is a disease, then doctors should be able to write prescriptions for the cure, hence housing. He said it's a paradigm shift for sure, but the single best thing we could do today is to allow physicians and healthcare providers in general to write prescriptions for housing. Green last week introduced a bill in the Hawaii legislature to classify chronic homelessness as a medical condition and require insurance companies to cover treatment of the condition. But if a doctor wrote a prescription for 6 months of housing, where does the patient fill the prescription? Okay, and which insurance company is covering this patient? Well, that's where Medicaid comes in. He wants to redirect some of Hawaii's $2 billion annual Medicaid budget to pay for housing. He says the state could spend less Medicaid money by dedicating some of it to housing instead of paying for frequent visits by homeless people to emergency rooms. A recent University of Hawaii survey found healthcare costs for chronically homeless people dropped 43% when they had decent housing for an uninterrupted six-month period. Housing is healthcare, because it does afford a person, they say, a much greater chance of sustaining their health. That's according to Connie Mitchell, executive director for the Institute of Human Services, which is Hawaii's largest homeless services provider. But she cautioned that choosing who qualifies would be a challenge. You need to really look at when that's appropriate, because there's a lot of people that become homeless. Just because they become homeless doesn't mean it entitles them for prescription for a unit. Hawaii apparently has the highest rate of homelessness in all U.S. states. Back in 2015, there were 53 homeless people for every 10,000 residents. That's according to the National Alliance to End Homelessness. The isolated state's high food and housing costs have prompted thousands of locally born residents and people that come into the state to erect tents and makeshift structures for homes and parks and sidewalks on Oahu, which is the state's most populated island. You have the Big Island, right, that has Kona and Hilo, and that's the Big Island of Hawaii. And then you have Oahu that has the state capital, Honolulu. So if you've ever gone to Hawaii and you've gone to Honolulu, that's Oahu, which is the state's most populated island, but not the biggest in terms of geography. So concerned about impacts on tourism, city officials have banned sitting and lying down in public spaces in the beachfront neighborhood of Waikiki and other parts of Honolulu. They say the prospect of Green's proposal passes as unclear, but Hawaii officials appear receptive to offbeat solutions. State officials last year directed more money than ever to homeless support services. So this week, 20 state senators proposed issuing $2 billion in state-backed bonds to build affordable housing, public housing renovation, and homeless shelters. The representatives from the state's two largest insurers, Kaiser Permanente and Hawaii Medical Services Association, said that they would consider the bill, but they've declined to comment. I mean, this is going to be costly, but they're making some sense. When I worked in the ER, you had patients, like, okay, so where do you live? Can you come back? They go, well, I don't really have an address. Okay, and they would go to the ER because they were sick. They'd get better, and then they'd leave. They'd try to get a meal, and, you help them as much as you could. And, some of them wanted to stay in the ER because it was a warm bed, especially in the winter. And so, and if there was a place for homeless people to go to, they wouldn't be coming to the ER. But then on the other end, you were not made of money. $2 billion is a lot of money, but that $2 billion is supposed to cover all of Medicaid. And all, how much do you put for the housing? They say more than a dozen states, including California, Louisiana, New York, and Texas, have found alternative ways to use Medicaid money for social services to help people stay in housing. Employment services, counseling, according to the Corporation for Supportive Housing, a New York-based group. And New York is searching for ways to redirect the state-funded portion of its Medicaid budget towards housing payments. They say to date, no one is able to pay for rent using Medicaid. That's the line in the sand, according to Barbara DiPietro, Senior Director of Policy at the National Care of Homeless Council. So Green's idea is in line with its ongoing push on Hawaii to expand Medicaid coverage that will pay for services like social workers and for people with housing. Illnesses and injuries, though, can lead to homelessness. So we also need to work on the pre-homeless state. Mental illness can cause homelessness. There was a lady that lived near our house, and she would be there, you know, roughly every week, but in different areas around the neighborhood. And when we wanted to get out of her car to help her, she was very violently resistant. And so we couldn't hand her anything. We couldn't, you know, and so, you know, this is somebody who's been suffering with mental illness that couldn't keep a job, couldn't probably, you know, be competent enough to pay rent, to have a roommate. And so she was, you know, for a while, you know, circulating around the neighborhood. And so, you know, neighbors kind of learned to, well, why don't we just leave something here? And then she come to it herself, and then she could grab it, whether it's food or, you know, and so, you know, we, not only do you need housing, but we need resources that, you know, deal with, mental health care, medical care. You know, if somebody has an ongoing infection or they have a diabetic foot ulcer, all right, and that's why they're starting to, you know, be a little bit delusional. These things have to be taken care of. So it's not very easy. All right, so when you become homeless, chronic disease kicks in, blood pressure, asthma, diabetes, mental health problems, and so it's an ongoing problem. They say the Queen's Health System on Honolulu Hospital billed $80 million for treating homeless people in 2014 and $89 million in 2015. More than $10 million goes uncompensated annually. They say homeless patients visit emergency rooms dozens of times a year. So, it's going to cost the hospital about $2,000-$3,000 a day, and it allows somebody who's homeless to at least be in a warm bed or in a safe situation, get something to eat, and be taken care of. So, I mean, one option is to have homeless ERs, all right, one thing that may be an answer is medical students need training, residents need training, and we have attendings that rotate through hospitals, and the county hospitals, you know, are already overworked. And so maybe we have these medical facilities that homeless people could go to, and there's a psychiatrist on call, and then you triage who needs to go to the hospital, who needs to get a cut or wound or a bite fixed, provide tetanus shots, you know, and these are things that many communities, there's a lot of huge benefactors in communities. Look at how many millions and millions of dollars went to these, you know, the 2016 and 2012 and 2008 and 2004, you know, these elections. You know, why don't you take some of these millions of dollars and, you know, tell these benefactors that their name will be on the door or their name will be on the building and use this money to help individuals that prevent them from needing to go to the ER. These medical facilities I've been talking about, I've really been serious, you know, about. You know, so now what they're trying to do is, well, why don't we, you know, build homes for them? I think that's great, and I'm 1,000% in agreement. We need to have, you know, shelters for them that helps them with their health. But we still aren't, we still aren't dealing with the fact that we have more people requiring medical services than we have medical services for. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-713-3227. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-713-3227. That's 1-800-713-3227. 1-800-713-3227.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spelled P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.